7 o'clock. Let's call this special board meeting of the Bartlett Public Library District to order. Roll call.
Boyer, absent. Esaias?
Here.
Barry?
Here.
Fucaro here. Olson?
Here.
Ganey?
Here.
Hopkins?
Here. Pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, Town Hall?
No.
So, at this time, I'd like to entertain a motion to go into executive session as permitted by 5 ILCSA Section 2C1. The appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of specific employees of the public body or legal counsel for the public body, specifically the director evaluation.
I make a motion.
I'll second.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, Trustee Ganey. Any discussion?
Boyer's absent. Esaias?
Yes.
Barry?
Yes.
Fucaro, yes. Olson?
Here.
Yes. Ganey? Hopkins?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. We will go into executive session at 7:02. Okay, we are going back into open session 9:30. Roll call.
Esaias?
Here.
Barry?
Here.
Fucaro, yes. Here. Olson?
Here.
Ganey?
Here.
Hopkins?
Here.
Boyer absent.
Okay. So, I don't know what I'm supposed to say, sorry.
So we're back in executive session, and I imagine that you came to some sort of consensus or had a discussion in executive session about my goals and about any type of compensation that you may want to administer to the director. That may be zero, that may be nothing, that may be whatever you made the decision on.
We have to, that's correct, that we have to. Someone will make a motion as to that. Go through the process and make a motion.
So would anyone like to make a motion to that effect?
I'll make a motion to discuss the director's goals and any... monies that we may or may not afford her.
Okay. I'll second that.
Okay, so discussion?
Compensation.
On it. Okay, so we'll start with goals. Okay, so we went through the goals, and I think the reason why the discussion was so long is we were really looking at ourselves and how we could help you with everything, too. So we had some pretty good conversations between ourselves on how to work together to help you. So what we are going to do is we have a couple of changes to your goals. So for the grants, right now we have measurable outcome as applying for one grant a year. We're going to change that to June 30th. And December 31st, we'd like you to report to the board on which grants we looked into, whether or not we qualified, if not, why, and if we applied to any, just so we know that, because we know that they're being looked at and we just don't qualify for a lot of them. So we just like that.
Okay.
List it up. also, we are putting on your goals for you to hire a deputy director. Within the first quarter of the fiscal year that has HR management experience and business experience, so you can split up your duties between the two of you and really focus on the goals that we set out for you.
Okay. So then would the finances be under the new deputy director or under me as the director?
Like the budget?
Yeah.
That would be you.
Okay. Because I really feel strongly about keeping the finances and the building mm-hmm. and then really out building up and doing the outreach and the marketing and then having the deputy director take over HR, tech services, IT, kind of more of like the internal mm-hmm. aspects. What I really would like to do is homebound delivery get out into, you know, people who can't leave their homes, get out to the nursing homes on a regular basis, hire staff to do that, look at the book bike, look at doing different opportunities like that. So I think that would be a good pathway.
Yeah, we had discussed all of that. We all came to the conclusion that your strengths are really the outreach and the outbound, so more of the internal things. Come up to that person to kind of help you out, and you can focus on your strengths, like the budget, the community, all of that, and they can handle more of the internal day-to-day, along with a major focus on the grants, innovation, how to improve.
Could we have the deputy director take over the liaison to the foundation, just to get some new blood there? To see, it would be, especially if they have that type of experience, you know. And I don't know if we're going to be able to get a candidate that has all of these different, right. You know, it might be a live and learn trial process too. But I think that you know, when I was first hired, we had an assistant director and she left, and then we promoted within, and we did have that assistant director when she retired because we had the deficit. We never looked into it. So I do think that is a solid way to go. And Joe, do you think that the financials will be okay, that we would be able to afford it with the salary?
We had discussed that and we're comfortable.
Okay.
And then we would also like for you to do, and maybe we can all kind of discuss this more. So basically having a pilot project for staff engagement, to where, because when we're looking at innovation, we want to maybe have you hold a contest for staff, not just management, but all staff, to say, come up with ideas for, you know, low cost, high value, quick ideas that we can try out, see how it works, and we'll fund that for them. And then, you know, whoever, it'll be judged by their peers, they'll all agree on that, it'll be implemented and then maybe featured or some sort of recognition that they want. But we think that's a fun, a good way to start engaging the staff more and building on that part of the strategic planning.
I like that.
So that would, we would want two of those held by the end of the third quarter.
Okay.
And then your measurement on that would be just reporting to the board, a full report, like what was submitted, how you guys did it, what came out of it, all that.
Okay.
And then one more for your personal. The ALA annual meeting is June 20th through the 26th. We'd like for you to attend some sessions of that to learn.
And maybe engage another department head or something if something is appropriate for their particular department.
See what sessions there are, see who could benefit from it. That was it. There it goes. Great? Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Thursday we have, I have an ILA meeting. I think it's like one of my last ones, but there's a DEI webinar, so they're going to let me record it. So I'm still actively trying to find a speaker to come out for us to start that process. So that's in the works.
Okay. Okay, so then now for the compensation. Got it? Okay, so you and I had talked, and you had requested to go to the CAP, which, I'm sorry, I misread the number. I read last year's number instead of this year's number, so the CAP would be actually a lower increase, along with 10 personal days for the flexibility. Okay, so I don't know.
I'll make the motion. The new salary would be the max of what we deemed the cap, 128, 297 for salary, with the additional 10 personal days. In addition to what is already.
And that's not going forward for the rest of my life. That's just to get
no, that's just
to
this year.
End of July, you know, end of June because of the extenuating circumstances.
Yeah, yeah. It is not moving to correct. The year after the year after. It's just to the end of June.
And I won't take them if I don't have to.
And I'll second that motion.
Any quick discussion on this? Since we've been here forever. Yes, sir.
I have to go on the record to say that I think any additional personal time is outside of the policies that we have established, and that it would open us to potential discrimination. I don't know the basis for the request for the additional time, but I believe that we probably have employees who could argue successfully that they have similar circumstances that should warrant a similar exception, and I believe that we open ourselves to discrimination if we provide additional time, benefit time, outside the policies.
I, Trustee Daney, would like to go on the record as stating that because of the unusual circumstances of this past year, I don't think that we are putting us up for any type of discrimination. I see the director above staff, a director, not just staff, a director who has gone above and beyond what her particular circumstances were at that point in time. So I go on the record as saying that I don't have a problem with the 10 additional days, and it's just until the end of this calendar budget year.
I would also like to go on the record that I don't see a problem with the motion that's on the floor with the template. That's part of her compensation package. And we, as a board, determine the compensation package. Now, in order to bring a lawsuit for discrimination, you have to be a member of the protected class. I don't recall reading knowing that being an employee, a fellow employee, is a member of a protected class. So I don't think there's any real threat to a successful lawsuit on that basis. We have a compensation package. We hope the director will accept and stay with us. We value her. She's had 10, 11 years with this library staff. I believe she's not even, when she came in, she took a position from a male who was making much more than she's making today. So I don't see discrimination. Thank you.
Anyone else?
I'll go on record that I think that this scenario of compensation is I think it's ideal. I think it's value for the director. I think it's value for the board. And I think this, I don't know what to call it, distraction is not a surprise who it's coming from. I see no basis whatsoever for legal issues, in my opinion. I think this is a perfectly good review. I think it's a good idea. And I'm glad we found something that suits, I think, all parties.
Sias?
Yes.
Barry?
Yes.
Bucaro, yes. Olson?
No.
Daney?
Yes.
Hopkins?
Yes.
Boyer, absent.
I would just like to say thank you, Carolyn.
Thank you.
Okay. Now.
I move to close the meeting.
Thank you.
I'll second that.
Thank you. For the record, that was Daney and Bucaro. okay, I'm going to entertain any discussion on that, so roll call.
Okay. Sias.
Yes.
Barry.
Yes.
Bucaro, yes. Olson.
Yes.
Daney.
Yes.
Hopkins.
Yes.
Boyer.
Absent.
Absent. So but she would have said yes.
She would have said yes.
We are adjourning at 9:44.
Thank you, girl.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.